We're back on the Farm Show on KLGR 1490 and FM 95.9, and I'm being joined by Scott Remmelt of the Minnesota DNR. How are you doing today, sir?
I am doing very well, thank you.
All right, so now that we're into March, people may not like to hear this, but the fishing licenses, those of all now need to be renewed, and the game fish have closed down for the season. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Yeah, March 1 is kind of the start of the new year for hunting and fishing. And just want to remind people that your hunting, fishing, trapping licenses all expired on February 28th. And so it's time to go out and get those new licenses for the new year. And along with that, our game fish seasons are now closed. Walleye, northern pike, bass, they're all closed till March 13th. May 13th is when they open back up, but that doesn't mean fishing has to end. There's a number of species that you can fish year-round, things like crappie, sunfish, catfish, bullheads, and perch. So, you know, you never have to stop fishing those, but those game fish, they are closed for a few months.
Now, for people that may not understand why that is, why is it that the muskies, the pike, the bass, why do they have that time off, that closure in the early spring?
Those game fish were managing populations, and that's during the spawning period. In fact, northern pike spawn the earliest. As soon as the ice is off the lakes, they began looking for places to spawn. So it's just to protect those species during kind of their most vulnerable time so that we've got them during the rest of the year.
And, of course, that means that if you're fishing and you catch one of them, you definitely got to get them back in the water as quickly as possible.
Yep, exactly. If you do happen to incidentally catch one, just release it.
All right, and so you said March 13th. Now, are there different dates? I know muskie's usually always a little later in the year, right? Like in June.
It is. Muskie season opens on June 3rd of this year, so that one is a little later. And if people do want to know the dates for all the different species, including trout, you can always go on to our DNR website, which is www.mndnr.gov.
And as long as we're talking spring, of course, also burning is something that comes into play a lot. You know, with the change in the weather, people start thinking about maybe getting rid of those brush piles and things like that. And, of course, sometimes we have drier weather or the wind like we've had in the early part of this week. You know, that does change things a little bit, and that's another thing we need to talk about is burning restrictions.
Yeah, exactly. Fire dangers are increasing just with the lack of snow that we've had through the winter. And with these strong winds, they've really dried everything out. And so first, we ask people to be cautious when burning. And second, just remind people that they do need a burning permit. And burning permits required anytime you've got a fire larger than a campfire, up to 3 feet or so, and when the ground's not covered by at least 3 inches of snow. And they're easy to get. You can get them typically in our surrounding counties here through the local sheriff's office, and often no cost associated with those. And when you do want to burn, you just call ahead and give them a heads up that you're going to burn so that when people see smoke and call that in, they know that it's not an unintentional fire. And so the process is easy, but it is important to follow. And we also want to remind people that what you can and can't burn is pretty simple. If it's not natural, untreated vegetative material, it can't be burned. So leaves, grass, branches can. You know, things like garbage, tires, sheetrock, plywood, they cannot be burned. And so, you know, if people keep that in mind, it'll make for a real safe spring burning season.
And, of course, you know, to check with the restrictions, they just have to, you know, a lot of times the National Weather Service has restrictions out, or you check with your county agencies, you know, because sometimes things change depending on the days and the weather, correct?
And it's important to listen to the local radio station for that, because when red flag warnings, which mean you can't burn, are posted, or burning restrictions, you know, you'll talk about those on your station.
All right, Scott, anything else as we wind down our talk here for March?
Hey, we just want to invite people to have a good, safe spring. Right now, people are tapping maple trees. They're looking for antler sheds, and it won't be too long, and we'll be looking for mushrooms.
All right. Well, Scott, thank you very much, as always, for your time.
Thank you. Have a good day.
That's Scott Ramel from the Minnesota DNR here on the Farm Show. We'll be back after this.